Krishna, 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 Rakshama.
The dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service and directly serving them to the highest perfection in the form of the people of divine love. Maravati bhakti janini jotoni palan kore Krishna vasati vasati bhari param adhari bhari. The holidays like relating like to Madhava, like Ekadasi, Janmashtami, are the mother of devotion. And I observe them with great care. I call Krishna's home my home, and I live there with love and reverence. Gaur amar desa vastane korolo brahma narange chesa vastana hai bohani pranayi bhakti sange. I will see all the places where my beloved Gauranga wandered, enjoying the company of the ecstatic loving devotees. Mridanga Bhatya Sunity Mana Avasara Sarvadase Gaura Bhitra Kirtana Suni আনন্দ হৃদয়ে নাচে মাই হার্ট অলওয়েজ লংস ফর দি অপরচুনিটি টু হিয়ার দি সাউন্ডস অফ দি মৃদঙ্গা When I hear the kirtan ordered by Lord Karanga, my heart dances in ecstasy. Jugala murti dekhiya mora, parama ananda hoya, prasada seva kariti hoya, sakala patancha jaya. When I behold the images of the divine couple, I experience the highest bliss. By honoring the Lord's prasad, all worldly pollution will be conquered. Jejana grihe bhajana dekhi, grihe te golok bhaya, sarana situ dekhiya ganga, sukhana suma paya. The day when I see the worship of their lordships in my house, then golok will manifest there. When I see the river Ganges, with the nectar flowing from the lotus, from the lord's lotus feet, my joy knows no bound. Tulasi dekhi, juraya prana, মাধব তোষণী গৌরপ্রিয়া সাকসেবনে জীবন সার্থক মানে Whenever I see Tulasi Devi, my soul is comforted because I know how there I see the Lord Madhava. When I honor the Devi vegetables that are so dear to Lord Gauranga, I feel that my life has been perfected. Bhakti Vinoda Krishna Bhajane অনুকূল পায় যাহা প্রতি দিবসে পরম সুখে স্বীকার করে তাহা ভক্তি বিনোদ অ্যাকসেপ্টস হোয়াট এভার ইজ ফেভারেবল টু দিবসিপ কৃষ্ণ এন্ড ইট গেট দি লাইট মেক্স ইট হিজ ওন এভরি ডে দ্যাট ইজ মাই সং আই ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর
নমো মহাবদনায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে কৃষ্ণ চৈতন নাম গৌরত্নি নম শুধ ভক্ত চরণ রে Thank you.
प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री दैत्यगराधर सुभाष इस राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय जय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा जमुनावती की जय सरस्वती देवी भक्ति देवी की जय युगधर हरिनाम महासंकीर्तन की जय जय गौर भक्तवृंद की जय तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः ॐ विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय गुरवे
श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नमः नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे
हे कृष्ण
कर्मासी
श्रीकृष्ण
चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासवी गौरवंद हरे कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय जगत भल्ला महासंकीर्तन की
जय
दैट इज अ संकीर्तन इज कॉल्ड युग धर्म युग धर्म मीन्स सो इन द वैदिक कॉस्मोलॉजी That is, goes by yuga cycles. Satyatrata Dwapar Nikali. So, every yuga cycle has these four yugas. One is Satya Yuga, Trata Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. So, this Kali Yuga is the present millennium, present yuga cycle. So, in Kali Yuga, the symptoms are people are very quarrelsome. They try to find fault with each other. And so that is a yudha. Yudha means war. It's a struggle everywhere, in every parts of the world. So in this age of Kali, therefore, so the Lord has prescribed this principle called Sankirtan. something, the glories of the Lord, the names of the Lord. But by this chanting process, we are able to overcome all these difficulties in the age of Kali. Therefore, this is called Yogadharma. Yogadharma means the prime spiritual religious principles for this millennium. So, the Yogadharma, in every millennium, the Lord has described this Yogadharma. So, this is Sankirtan Yoga, is the Yogadharma of this millennium. So, whatever it may be, when there is this chanting of this Mahamantra, one will always find peace, peace and happiness. And that is the process in this age of Kali. And but the purpose of doing this kirtan is that Ante Narayana Smriti. Bhagavad says Ante Narayana Smriti. That at the end of life, the moment comes that the Jivatma life will be separated from this body, and the moment comes that one can remember the glories of the Lord, and one gets to the perfection of life. Ante Narayana Smriti. So this is the, when Parikshit Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and this Bhagavat Puran is the, regarded as the most ripened fruit of all Vedic fruit of knowledge. So the Bhagavat Puran, so the most important dialogue was Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami. So Parikshit was the emperor of this world, but it so happened that by the will of the Lord, so Parikshit was very unfairly cursed by one young Brahmin boy to die in 7 days. So Parikshit Maharaj, so he decided to leave this world, and so he asked a question. What is the most important duty to be performed for a person who is in the moment of death? Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami answered that, Ante Narayana Smriti. So at the end of life, at the moment of death, one can remember the names of the Supreme Personality of God of Krishna, and one will get the ultimate Ante Narayana Smriti. So this is the process. So the practical thing is that something that a person does in one's lifetime very frequently. So those will come. It's like the memories, that the it's like this the photographs or the pictures. When the time comes that one cannot speak. And can also express. And at that time, they can remember. But something, one will remember definitely something that he or she does very frequently in his healthy days. Therefore, if we practice this Krishna consciousness, by the blessings of the Lord, that when the time comes, when the moment of death comes, we will be able to remember the Lord's mercy. And that is why we can get the ultimate perfection. Our Guru Maharaj says, back to Godhead, return to your original home. So so for that purpose, for this Sankirtan, so whatever one may be doing, one may be student, or one may be a housewife, one may be working in the office, so whatever one may be, so if one can practice this in our daily life, one can make it a practical application of Krishna consciousness in daily life, at home, or it's not necessary that one lives in a temple, of course, so if you can do that, that is good, but otherwise,
practically, but one is that you can practice. And I say, now there is one, then one will be able to attain perfection. And one is practicing this regularly. That is this is very important principle. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yat karosi yadasnasi, yat juhusi yadasi yat. Whatever one does, either whatever one eats or whatever one gives away, Krishna says that tat kurusva madarpanam. So, my dear Arjuna, do that as an offering to me. In other words, the practical application of spiritual life is to remember the Lord's mercy, knowing that we are helpless without the blessings of the Lord, without the mercy of the Lord. So this spirit of humility and this spirit of dependence on the mercy of the Lord is a very, very important culture. Culture means, you know, something that is very sublime. And by performing this culture, that one gets the inward peace and happiness and inspiration. So this is the symptom of a good culture. So Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious culture. In other words, this is devotional culture. So by doing this, then one will be able to see the most practical thing. Because somebody was working in the office, but how does he or she connect there with Krishna, the Lord? But if we regularly practice this, it is possible to connect that whatever one is doing in relation to serving the Lord. So in this way, it is not something extra effort, but it becomes a natural thing. In other words, one's mind is already tuned in that spirit of, in that culture, in that cultural milieu, in that cultural mood. So therefore, it becomes a.
No problem. Let it be there.
Becomes natural. So, but this culture, therefore, comes as a natural quality in every individual. So, ante Narayana Smriti. So, at the end of life, if one can remember this culture of remembering the Lord's name, at the end of life, then one gets to call the ultimate perfection, the ultimate fulfillment. In that case, that coming in this material world, we're born here, so it is not a wishes. Rather, it is the fulfillment of the perfection of life. So this is the result of practicing this culture. So that is very important. Like the countries like Switzerland, you know, a lot of people come here from the parts of the world to see the beauty of the landscapes, and people say that everywhere there is some kind of struggle, war, and this is terrorism. That's it. That Switzerland is still more peaceful. People say, when I said I'm going to Switzerland, they said it's a good place. There is still some peace there in Switzerland. But everywhere there is fear and not terrorism. So this is a good in Switzerland. The Supreme Lord, the very nice landscape. And plus, you know, the surroundings are very peaceful and conducive for practicing this culture. It's like in India, the Himalayan foothills also said, like that. hotels. I was just here, just about a few weeks ago, I was in the Himalayan foothills, just called Dehradun. In the Himalayan foothills, it's quite peaceful, in the forest, and the mountains in the background. And the school is undisturbed, and the river Ganges is flying afar. So in just such an environment, that is a special, you know, this is a special spiritual environment that's created. Running around the big cities, and sometimes it's not so easy to cultivate this culture. Singapore is a special place, time, place, and the association. Association of devotees, like-minded people. And they are more effective. So, in such places, the sages and the saintly people in the history of this very culture, mostly they went there because the place is very, very calm and very quiet and undisturbed. So then it is very conducive for thinking the deep and the sound of the sound of the river and the Ganges River. It is very pleasing to hear, especially at midnight. Even it's quiet, the sound, the river, and when the breeze blows on the leaves of the trees, it becomes very conducive. And actually, I went for an astronomy program. We were discussing about cosmology. And when you see in the clear sky, the beautiful the stars appearing, when put it is very clean, and the sky is very clear. And you can see the very nice atmosphere. Comes very conducive to cultivate this culture. So similarly, Switzerland has, from the flight, we see that beautiful lake, and from the top of from the airplane, from the window, you can see very nice. So therefore, if Krishna consciousness is added here, then it's more meaningful. And the wealth, money, and all things, these are all secondary things. But the most important thing is that the spiritual wealth, that the devotional wealth, devotional culture. So that is practiced wherever that devotional culture is performed, then definitely there will be peace and harmony. And see now, the whole world, I have a book called Peace and Harmony, Harmony and Peace. Now this is the talk of the everywhere. I'm going for a conference in the United States very soon. But this is about peace in Denver. From here, I go to the United States. The whole world is thinking about how to bring peace in the society. But unless there is a divine culture called, there is a Sankirtan culture remembering the wonderful mercy of the Lord. And then, unless our hearts are transformed, unless our hearts are cleansed, with purity, with the spirit of dependence on the mercy of the Lord, and also seeing everyone as the son and daughter of the Supreme Lord, everyone connected in that conception, and it is not possible to bring peace in the world. But this is only possible by this for the divine formula, this is a spiritual formula, that we are all children of the Lord, and although we have different languages, different cultures, different colors, that, you know, this, this variety is the symptom of liberation. But at least knowing that we are all sinless children of the same Father, so we are all connected by this divine formula is understood. If it's not understood properly, then there will be war, there will be struggle, there will be killing each other. So this, that's the symptom that we are seeing in this present millennium called Kali. So therefore, a culture of this nature, like come from different backgrounds, but they like as a family, and can sit together, can discuss each other and listen to each other. So in this way, it's a divine culture of relating each other and serving our God. Because we have a common goal. Common goal is how to please the Lord by bhakti, by devotional approach. How to please the Lord and how to sing His glories. So we have this common platform. If we come in that common platform, then it is possible to bring peace and harmony in the world. So, therefore, in places like Switzerland, it's true that we are, the anxieties are not as intense as in other parts of the world. Like in London, London Airport, you know, the checking is, several times you have to go through this event, check post. One is not enough. It is about 2-3 places you have to be checked, because, you know, there are troubles and anxiety. But here, you know, when they enter into the immigration, eventually my passport is, it is Indian passport, but they only the passport, they don't even put their stamp. It's very relaxed. Yeah. Very easy. It's a nice place to come and visit. And also, like, we're happy to see all the Vaishnavis. And the world is like that in every place of business. That will be more easier to bring peace and discussion. So, but we have a verb to associate here is also due to karma. So we have those who have done some good karma in the past life, they get this facility. Therefore, it is good to capture these important situations properly and utilize it for the better cause. That means ante narayana smriti. It's good world, good environment, and good medicines, and this should be utilized to increase our devotional practice, devotional commitment, and also dependence, more dependence in the presence of the Lord, to perform and by perfect. So that would be a good example to for others to follow. So it's nice, and I'm here for next days. I'm here to the 18th, I think, Zurich. And from there, I'll go for a while, some of my devotees are coming with them. And after that, I go to the United States for this conference. So it is, there are two conferences that I'm attending. One is this peace conference, Gandhi's branch, and some important people in the United States, the Portuguese people. This conference is in Denver. And after that, there's a conference at the university in Berkeley. So this conference is very interesting. There's one professor called Charles Towns. He's 90 years old, Sharma is 90 years old as a celebration. He is a very well-known scientist in the world today. He got Nobel Prize for discovering this laser. But on his 90th birthday, most of the world scientists are gathered together there at the University of California. And many scientists are speaking about the connection between science and spirituality. I think the conference, like this conference, it will be difficult to see it once more because all the big people in the world is coming and also the scattering. That's in Berkeley. After that, we come back to India and run the Kartik Festival. Down. Both are sitting around for some also. In India, it's a lot of rain this year. Some part there's no rain, and there also heat. The heat is very intense this year. The summer was very hot, and there's a lot of floods. Even in Bombay this year, instead of say the biggest flood in something like it's very rare thing in Bombay. But many people died, and also some epidemic after the flood in Bombay happened. And like in Orissa, places like Orissa, many people died of heat, the intense heat. Things are happening. Preaching front, devotees are dying quite well. The Mahastami and the Radhastami has finished in Manipur. And, quite good gathering. And then the Mahastami got, we had in Manipur. Manipur is a small place, smaller than Switzerland. We had only 3 million people. And then we had about 300,000 people there, 3 lakhs. Participate in the Mahastami. Similarly, the Radhastami also. Especially the younger generation becomes interested. That part, the spiritual revolution is coming from the students. This is this good thing in India. Also, on the other side, the material side is also coming. It's a computer science and the youngsters are much attracted by this material glamour of the fact, balance and side by side is going together. That is good. So I stop here and anybody wants to ask anything? Yeah.
I have two questions. One is that just now we had a Radhastami. So maybe for just one or just a short time you could explain who is Srimati Radharani. And then after that I got a materialistic question.
We had a very nice, the festival, Radhastami festival is in Krishna consciousness is the it's also very, very beautiful, very lovely festival. So Srimati Radharani is the concept, the most beloved concept of Lord Krishna. She is the bhakti, pure devotional principle personified. And so without getting the blessings of Radharani, we cannot worship Krishna. So we have to first of all beg the blessings of Radhika, and also Radhika Radharani. And so she is the queen of Vrindavan. And so the, her devotional principle Goswami tells me how to please Krishna is unparalleled. So therefore, in the Vaishnava culture, what we are doing is called Vaishnava culture. Vaishnava culture, we have to get first the blessings of Radhika, Srimati Radhika. And getting her blessing, then we can approach Krishna. So this way, you can see that in the Vaishnava culture, this is something very unique. You won't find it in other cultures. It's the most sublime and wonderful culture that Vaishnava this culture can offer to humanity. And so Srimati Radhika is in order to please us, one is praying that we bring us the protection of devotional life. And we all can experience about the beauty of devotional practice. And therefore, in Vrindavan, all the friends of Radhika, the gopis are also friends. And so their own desire is how to please Krishna. His daughter's desire, how to please Krishna, is their ultimate goal. So in this way, following these footsteps, one can at least have a glimpse of the devotional life. And as one makes progress in the devotional life, one will see the beauty. So when you go to Vrindavan, everybody dresses as a Jai Radhe. Everybody says Jai Radhe. But in Vrindavan, everybody says. And in this way, by getting the blessings of Radhika, one will have a taste of the glimpse of the devotional life. So that is very important for the culture. The next one?
Next one is like you are saying, Switzerland is a very extremely peaceful place. But among those who are peacefully living here, there's also some disturbance sometimes. So, unfortunately, also among those who are spiritually active. So, I wanted to ask you to give some idea how to deal with those who are a little bit political or those who are. Different types of families in the spiritual society, different groups, and sometimes they also fight and conflict. Especially we have here so much. So how to deal with these things? How to be a nice example and create a nice society?
Well, I guess it would be better to. At least to concentrate on pure devotional life, and so it is because in a complex society, sometimes if you start looking for others what the others are doing, but since everybody has freedom to practice, to choose what they like, so that is a natural thing, but at the same time. In order to remain peaceful, as well as not to be deviating from what one is doing, it is better to concentrate on what one is doing. And everything, we leave up to Krishna, and because if we start looking about others or what others are doing, and then trying to see in a critical way, it will be that will be necessary. Rather to improve one's personal life, and yes, it's better to live with Krishna. So that way you still remain peace and happy what you are doing, you are not disturbing anybody else, and so in this way life will be easier. That's what I do. Otherwise, if you have some political and other things, every day, in the days to end, Mr. Blanca, we try to improve what we are doing. And, slowly, by the blessings of the Lord, and I just hope that things will improve. I pray to the Lord, my dear Lord. So you are the ultimate source, and so it's up to you. So please, please make things better, and also please bless me so that I can improve my duty, my service. That way, if we concentrate like that, I think then the blessings of the Lord. In other words, what I'm saying is that we should try to improve ourselves in different perspectives, but consciousness, and without bothering others. And, people have freedom. It's called the good karma. Freedom. And in some very intimate friends, very close friends, you can discuss. But otherwise, it is better to practice. I don't know what is going on. Then we say Hare Krishna. And, we wish the best for everyone. And, don't criticize anyone. And, I think this is a good solution. And Switzerland is actually this is a nice place. And when the environment is good, and therefore I think it should be possible that. Open up their hearts and seeing your example, Lord, we should wish everyone to improve and pray that. And also, we should also try ourselves to practice.
Are you very much tired? I can ask one more. As you came from far distance, so. One more is how when, for example, you are singing or some sadhus are singing, it is very powerful. The holy name manifests very clearly. So how can we get that type of holy name on our tongue?
To pray for the blessings of the Lord and sadhu. Sadhu Sangha. When our heart is clean, when our heart is pure, that shall be calling pure in the pure form, the Lord's name. So that comes as a very part of God, as a one's, let's say, offering one's heart for the pleasure of the Lord. And this way, when we are seeking His blessing and praying for His mercy, freeing from all contamination, we have to pray that we remain clean and in offering everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So, in this, and also, praying the blessings of the spiritual master. The scriptures say that by the combined mercy of the spiritual master and the Lord Lord Krishna, that generally one gets the inspiration and is guided properly. So this is very important, that in the devotional life, that how to get the blessings from the spiritual master, as well as combined mercy. One is begging for that blessing, and having that get inspired, that strength, and so it is an expression of your dependence for the blessings of the Lord. I am inspired by praying, so the Lord will come and give inspiration to everyone. That is very, in other words, purity of heart and learning the dependence for the blessings of the Lord and crying out for His help. And so this approach of someone gets inspiration and the guidance of the Lord. So this way, it is written in the Bible. So please stay well and the lessons of your body in Krishna. I thought that Switzerland is a good place to practice Krishna consciousness. One thing that in this time of our civilization, even in devotional life, now the interaction between the science and the spirituality is coming very especially for dialogue with many people, especially young people, because this age of science and the technology, this information science and the technological symptoms are coming everywhere. And so this, the dialogue between science and spirituality is becoming a very important part of even teaching dialogue. This is a very visible, like in India, I think I'm sure here also, our colleges and universities and our bus go there, have two buses going around colleges and universities. And there's a tremendous appreciation among the students. And the very small books that we publish colleges and universities is a very popular. So I think it's even in peace, in this peace book is on science and spirituality for world peace. And our Lord is writing. So from the devotional practice point of view, it is also very increasingly important. Because how to handle about the science of happiness, how to become happy. So in that happiness, we can be free from criticism of others. We don't want to criticize others, and because they have to make you unhappy and also others unhappy. So I do that. So the science of happiness has been coming from science and religion studied today, and plus the science of forgiveness, how to forgive when somebody makes a mistake or somebody is not treating someone properly, how to forgive, because the science of forgiveness. Then there is a call of science of transformation, spiritual transformation. So these are topics, very important topics worldwide. child. But from Krishna conscious point of view, when you apply this, from Krishna conscious point of view, that then automatically all these things are can be applied from Bhagavad Gita. In the 16th chapter, there was 26 qualities of a person who has developed the divine qualities, that ahimsa, satyam, akrodhas, ahimsa, non-violence, satyam, truthfulness, akrodhas, free from anger, then daya, compassion. These have these divine qualities that one developed by practicing the spiritual culture. So when these things are automatically developed, and these are the symptoms of a person practicing Krishna consciousness. You know, the spiritual culture. When one is practicing, these qualities will be the symptoms that will be developed. Yes, when one is practicing Krishna consciousness. And some of these are, but this is discussed in public by the scientists. Scientists are discussing about the personal life in a practical manner. And then when you enter within that circle, then you can inject some and this Krishna consciousness, and they're ready to accept and this is a good thing. Yes. Then they become more inquisitive. Or what is available? It's a very interesting period that observing. So, Prabhupada was, many years ago, Prabhupada was already seeing all these things. And therefore, he made very strong emphasis how to present Krishna consciousness in a scientific way, especially for the students and the scholars. So that's now visible in a positive way. I'm sure Switzerland will be very positive. You can already see. And the professors are very interested. Okay, we're good to do something in the universities. Dialogue. There were some seminars and some small conferences. And I think we were very successful. So I think we end there. Jai Guru Maharaj Prabhupada ki. Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Jai Gaur Premanande. To see all of you.
Kripad Bhakti Swarup Bhandar Goswami Maharaj.
I was in Bhubaneswar before I came here, but I was only 2 days, 3 days. I couldn't participate. But we had a meeting in India. Today is Ekadashi, right?
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
I brought some prasadam from Jagannath Puri.